The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce. I am here with you every single Sunday afternoon, and I am in the studio with Vicki Middlebrook and Josh Collum. And hey, Josh, did you survive April's Fool's Day?
I did fall for a few pranks, but nothing crazy, and everything was harmless, so
well,
I survived.
You know, we put out on the Carol Royce team on one of our social media platforms that interest rates had dropped to 1%. I think we got 110 phone calls. but did they really drop to 1%, Vicki?
No.
They didn't. April's Fool, everybody. We're so sorry. But we did have a lot of fun with that. Hey, it is springtime in Arizona, and Vicki, I heard you say to a really great client the other day, we are in prime selling season.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
What does that mean?
You know, it's springtime. So What are people doing? They're cleaning things out. They're organizing. They're realizing, hey, my house is too small. My house is too large. Let's go make a move. So we are seeing that sales are going up.
They are.
I report this week's numbers, you're going to see that in the details.
Well, I know just driving around, the buyers are out there, whether it be at the open houses I'm doing or just seeing open houses in neighborhoods I'm around. Mm-hmm. I've seen all the cars and the realtors, so it's a busy time out there.
It's a busy time. And you know what, Josh? It's a fun time. It is fun when our economy is humming along. People are in this beautiful state. They're looking to buy a home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're running, Vicki, a series of ads. And you might have heard James T. talking about this called Life Happens. And it does on a daily basis. And so we're seeing a lot of our home sellers say, you know what, we don't need 6,000 square feet, 5,000 square feet. We're empty nesters now. Can you find us something in the 2,500 or 3,000 square foot range? And then we're seeing some of our younger buyers, Josh, that you're working with that are saying, hey, we're expecting our first child, and we've got two dogs and a cat, and this apartment's going to get mighty restricted.
Crowded for sure.
Yes. So it is prime buying season in beautiful Arizona. So Vicki, to that end, let's just jump into our luxury report and let's have you back it up with some numbers.
Okay. So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, there's 2,530 luxury properties for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $75 million. The current average price luxury for sale home right now is $2.95 million, with days on market averaging 107 days.
It's up. Yes.
Coming soon, there's 159 properties getting ready to come on the market with an average price point of $1.92 million, so just under $2 million. Mm-hmm. Under contract and escrow, there's 1,048 luxury properties priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. The average price luxury property in escrow right now, $2.26 million, with days on market averaging 84 days.
Interesting. Before you go any further, I just want to point something out, Josh and Vicki, and this is just something that has happened in the first quarter, because the numbers that you're talking about happened in probably the first quarter, because I'm particularly interested in the actives, Vicki, at 107 days.
Okay? Right.
At 107 days. Days on market are bleeding out a little bit longer.
Well, inventory's gone up.
Inventory's gone up.
So as inventory rises, days on market will go up because there's more homes for sale.
Well, that's true. But you know what I find interesting too, Vicki, is that the average under contract, those days on market are still a little bit lower. So this market, it expands, Josh, and it contracts. Mm-hmm. It really does. And that's just a good, healthy real estate market.
Well, and we always see a downward trend from active to pending to closed when it comes to days on market. And I think part of that is, you know, there are some houses that are overpriced and are significantly missing the market, whether in that luxury field or under a million. And then adversely, maybe some homes, you know, didn't go off the market during the summer and they're still in the winter months.
Truly.
Now, if we take a look at what actually sold and closed escrow just since last week's show, this number's way up.
Okay.
169 properties closed since last week's show.
Okay.
Closed escrow priced from $1 million to a high of $10.4 million. The current 2024 yearly average price sold luxury home in our valley is right at that $1.91 million, so just under $2 million. Mm-hmm. And the days on market are averaging 78 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 1,387 luxury properties close escrow. The highest priced year to date in the MLS was at $12 million. However, if we take a look at what's going on just over $1.5 million and above, since the first of the year, there's been 712 of those properties that closed escrow with an average price point of $2.6 million, and those days on market are averaging 83 days.
Okay, so let's just analyze this, because if you're listening to us today, you're saying, okay, why does it matter days on market? Why does it matter average? Because that's what when we come out and talk with you, we want to give you accurate information, correct, Vicki?
Correct. And sellers like to have a guideline of
point.
What is it taking on average in my area or in my price point for a home to get sold? And why are they wanting to need to know that average? Because they're planning on packing and moving, and how much time do they have?
Exactly. So, Vicki, you and I were out in a beautiful, beautiful gated community in Scottsdale the other day on a high-end home, and there are not many that have sold in that neighborhood, but one did sell in 2 days. And when you look at that, and we said to that seller, well, the last one that sold in your neighborhood sold in 2 days, she was panic-stricken. but that's not normal. I mean, that does happen a lot. If the right buyer comes along, you can have a very fast sale, Josh, correct?
Mm-hmm. You can. And I mean, even with offers coming in that quickly, there's ways to
extend it.
It's not all doom and gloom, and you have to move super fast.
Right.
I mean, buyers and sellers out there can negotiate and, you know, find favorable terms for one another.
You know, I want to, Joshua, you are so wise. You said a word that is critical, negotiate.
Yeah.
It is so critical. I was reading an article in a really respected newspaper the other day, and you know what it said? Buyers, you don't need a real estate agent. You can go out and you can look at a for sale sign. You can call that listing agent and you can be an unrepresented buyer. Vicki, what is an unrepresented buyer and why could that be very dangerous?
Well, an unrepresented buyer is, you know, a buyer that goes out, they look at a home, and then they have to figure out how to write the purchase agreement.
There you go.
They have to figure out how the deadlines work and getting the home inspection lined up and all of the things, but they don't have anybody guiding them along or giving them any advice, because no advice can be given to that unrepresented buyer.
Well, here's the other thing too, Josh, and I know everybody wants to jump in this, but here's the other thing. They don't have anyone to run the comparables for them or to even select a baseline for what that offer should look like, if there should be concessions, yes or no. But, you know, Vicki and Josh, we spend a lot of time once the home inspection is done and completed and we get the home inspection report. That is where a really great realtor can save a home buyer and a home seller thousands of dollars, if not more. Correct, Vicki?
Right, absolutely. You know, I mentioned to somebody the other day, the easiest part of selling a home is getting to the purchase contract and getting
the
offers on the home.
Part, yes.
The hardest part is keeping the buyer and seller together with the emotions that happen during that inspection period and that due diligence period that buyer has, where sometimes they hear some not so great things about the home that they just fell in love with.
That's true. And Josh, so many times parents lovingly want to advise their children, oh, it needs this or oh, it needs that. And maybe you should cancel this contract and go find another one. When Josh, you and I and Vicki, you know, that's not necessarily the wisest thing to do.
No, I mean, there's so many ways to work around a lot of that. But if you're not working with an agent who's experienced and has navigated this before, it's going to be a lot more shocking. And realistically, one thing Vicki said was that, you know, there's no agency there. So you're working unrepresented. But adversely, if you go to that listing agent as an unrepresented buyer, their fiduciary is to their seller, not to you.
That's true.
And so you're just further putting a divide between you and that actual seller in terms of the benefits they're receiving versus what you're getting, which is none from an agent, and they're not going to really work with you to negotiate.
Yeah, right. Another strong point is buyers usually overinflate what things will cost to repair.
So true.
And not that they're doing that because that's just what they do. It's because they don't know.
Yeah.
And so a buyer might say, wow, that's going to be $75,000 to put a new roof on. That new flooring is going to cost me $20,000 and paint's going to cost me $15,000. So they just start running into fees that are fictitious and not really accurate.
Mm-hmm. And we've done this so many times, Josh and Vicki, that we can advise and we can say, and we can refer a reputable contractor to give you very good estimates. So, you know, and you know what, here's the other thing too. I noticed that the article was not co-written by real estate agents. It was co-written by mortgage companies. And so what do they know about selling a house or advising a buyer? So anyway, the smartest move you might make if you're a home buyer is to contact the Carol Royce team. We know the market. We know the ins and the outs of this market. We know how to get you the very best price on a property that we can. And if you're a seller, we get you the highest dollar, right, Vicki?
That's right. And as we're entering these times where the real estate rules and regulations are changing, you need an experienced team that's been through all different markets, not somebody that you're just relying on because they've sold one or two homes. And you really need the professional team that is going to guide you, counsel you, and walk you through the process. And we're going to treat you like family.
Well, we are. And we've lived through this before. We've lived through all sorts of markets. Hey, we're going to take a break in just a minute. We've got a great guest. We've got Mr. Chase Lance coming on. He's going to bring us a lot of good information. You are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. It is a beautiful spring day out there. And Vicki, the world knows me as Carol has the buyers. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. You know, I had to go to a doctor appointment this past week and I brought Carol along with me. So just in case they gave me bad news, but they did not, thankfully. So as soon as the doctor walked in, he said, "Do I know you?" And she said, "You might." And then he put two and two together that you were Carol has the buyers.
I mean, that's amazing.
We're going to be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and of course, I am with you every single Sunday afternoon, and I am in the studio with Miss Vicki Middlebrook. Hello, Vicki.
Hello.
And Vicki, we've got a very special guest.
We do. We have Chase Lance, and he is from our corporate office over at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
And that is in beautiful Buford, Georgia. It is pretty out there, Chase.
Yes, it is, Carol.
It is. Every time Vicki and I go to Georgia, we come into Atlanta and we go, oh, Atlanta. But the minute we get out of the city limits of Atlanta and we get into Buford, we get into Marietta, I mean,
Lake Lanier,
it is a gorgeous, gorgeous part of the United States. And I just love downtown Buford. It's kind of that old colonial look, but then it turns into a big city, too.
Yes, we actually have trees, Carol.
And you have trees.
We have grass.
You have trees and grass.
We have grass here too, Chase.
It's artificial, but we do have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk a little bit about Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And you know, when Vicki and I use that, Chase, we always say our name is our promise. Because unlike most real estate agents in Maricopa County, Arizona, you know, they'll come out, they'll put your home on the market, or they'll represent you as a buyer agent, but there's no guarantees. There's nothing that sets them apart, be it any of the real estate companies, from the big box companies to the little boutique companies. There's really nothing that sets them apart. But in your opinion, you're the CFO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty here in the United States. What sets us apart at Your Home Sold?
Yes, absolutely, Carol. Great point. Yep. And you hit the nail on the head there. Most real estate agents, they always say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'll work harder. I'll call you back. And it's like, come on. What are you going to put in writing that's going to sell my home for top dollar and least amount of hassle?
Yes.
And you guys, absolutely, the Carol Royce team, that's something you guys deliver on every single seller. You're giving them multiple cash offers and guaranteeing that their price in their time frame, we'll pay them the difference.
I know it. And you know, Chase, this is very interesting because we put that out there. And then, Vicki, I get on Facebook and I see where other realtors in our beautiful county are going, oh, that can't be possible. Don't believe Carol. She can't do that. No one could do that. Do we do that, Vicki?
We do.
We certainly do. So, Chase, we are the company with the guarantees.
Absolutely.
not only for the seller, but also for the buyer. Because here's, you know, so many buyers today are afraid to pull the trigger. They're just afraid because interest rates are high, housing prices are high, and they're stretching to get into the home. But you know, our buyer guarantee, we have some satisfaction guarantees there too, which is all your home sold guaranteed agents use this. And it is, if you're not happy with that house within a 2-year period, we'll either buy it back or we'll sell it for free, meaning we won't charge you a fee. So again, I don't know any other company out there or any other agents out there that make these guarantees.
Yeah, no, Carolyn, I think you're hitting a great point there. I would say since COVID, what we've really seen with buyers, not just in Phoenix here locally, but also nationwide, is life is changing constantly.
It is.
Jobs, remote, children, and the like. And if, having that guarantee you mentioned there, to come back and either sell someone's home for free 24 months post-closing or to buy it back is absolutely critical with constantly life-changing. And then, obviously, I don't know any other agents offering that. So
no, there are no other agents out there offering that. And, you know, Vicki, one of the things that our sellers love is when we put our sign up, there's also a sign at the very top. And what does that sign say?
Buy this home, we'll buy your home.
That's right. So then our sellers are assured that they're not going to get a lot of contingent offers. Do sellers want to take a contingent offer?
Not typically.
They don't really want to take a contingent offer. So Chase, again, as I drive around this marvelous place that we call the Greater Phoenix area, I don't see any other agents or any other homes for sale signs out there that say, buy this home, I'll buy your home.
No, it's quite the great offer, though.
It is a great offer, isn't it?
And it actually works.
And it actually works. And that's what we do. We just incorporate all of the fabulous guarantees that Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty has given us. And we've just incorporated all of those guarantees. Because when you sell your home, Chase, it's a very stressful time for you. Sellers are stressful. If they don't want to go the cash offer route, and some do and some don't, but if they don't, that's quite okay. We can find the buyer that's going to live in it and love it. Right, Vicki?
That's right. They're going to live in the home. They're going to cook in the kitchen, swim in the swimming pool, as we say, and they're going to enjoy it. And many of those buyers today have cash as well.
That is so true. So it's a stressful time for home sellers, but with the Kilroy's team, we take the stress out, and our guarantees stand in back of that, Vicki.
You know why it can be stressful for sellers is because sellers want certainty. Buyers want certainty too, but sellers want certainty that their home is going to sell. And when they go and sign the paperwork to put their home on the market, they're not always sure that their home's going to sell. That's why it matters who you hire. Agent it's selection true. Matters. More than ever.
It does.
So when you reach out to us at the Kilroy's team, you can call us direct at 480-776-5231. Carol would love to talk with you. We'll come out. We'll sit down with you. We'll explain all of the steps it's going to take, and we'll have a specific plan for you in the selling of your home.
Right. And that plan is to give you confidence that, number one, honest promise guarantee that we're going to sell it. We're not going to tell you what we think you want to hear. That is so dangerous for a seller. Jason, we see that a lot, especially if agents think that they're going to compete against the Kilroy's team. They'll come in sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars higher than fair market value just to try to, what we call, buy that listing. That never ends in a good result, Chase.
No. I think that's critical, Carol, is you guys do not have any false promises out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned earlier, your name is your promise. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing when you don't just tell them what they want to hear.
No.
You actually put in writing what they're getting and how they're going to benefit going with the agents who have these solutions in the Greater Phoenix market.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of agents in the Greater Phoenix market. Oh my gosh. At last count, Vicki, there were about 58,000. That's crazy.
That's right. You know, the other thing that's important too is a lot of our listeners, when they call us, sometimes they're not going to stay in Arizona, unfortunately. Sometimes, you know, they want to move to Tennessee or they want to move, you know, wherever to be closer to grandkids or whatever life-changing event might be happening. Some people are actually leaving our great state because they don't like the way things are looking for the future. And I get so sad when I see that too. But at the end of the day, we can help you with teams just like our team that have these same type of promises and commitments
and guarantees
to where you're going when you relocate. So maybe you're thinking about going to, you know, South Carolina to look at homes. We can also refer you to great agents in that area as well.
We can, so across the United States. So Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is kind of a new company. It hasn't been around. It's been around for a long time because we've done the guarantees since meeting Craig Proctor and Todd Walters many, many years ago. We met them, and we love the program. We love the guarantees. But over the past several years, that has morphed into a whole different, it's a real estate brand.
Absolutely,
real estate franchise, real estate companies. And so I noticed that they're growing, and they're all across the United States.
Yes, every day. I've been on board now for over 4 years now.
Okay.
And in that short period, Carol, we've actually gone from really no locations to over 100 locations wow. across North America, over okay. 2,000 real estate agents empowered by the same system, and doing a couple thousand sales every single month, just changing mm-hmm. lives mm-hmm. and backing up the performance guarantees mm-hmm. that you mentioned there and giving certainty mm-hmm. In the real estate process, because buying and selling real estate is not an event. It's a process.
It's a process. And certainty is absolutely critical, because that's the thing that home buyers and home sellers really are looking for. They don't know. It's so interesting. We were on Vicki and I were on an appointment not long ago, and they said to us, you know, we have sold 6 houses over the last 30 years. But, you know, if you've sold 6 houses over 30 years, you're not keeping up. You're living in a house for quite a long time. And so they don't know. They don't know the contracts. Sellers don't know the contracts. They don't know the process. Mm. We might assume, Chase, that they do know everything, yep. but they really don't. And so that's one thing that Vicki is very, very good at, is taking everything out and explaining it so that seller and or buyer is very comfortable with it.
That's right. And Chase mentioned something that I say to buyers all the time. It's a process, not an event. And that goes for sellers too. But, you know, our job is when we're out there looking at homes, and you're hearing a lot of media right now talking about these unrepresented buyers that are going to be happening in the near future with the changes. But it's important to be represented if you're a buyer, because when we're out there looking at homes, we're out there to eliminate. So when we see the right one, you can pull the trigger and say, that's my home. I want to write an offer on, and we want to secure that home for you, versus just out there blindly doing that.
Well, and there's a lot of strategies in writing that offer, especially if you're getting financing. Do you want seller concessions? What do you think the seller will take? Should we do a home inspection? What should we ask for on the inspection? Are we underpaying? Are we overpaying? So the advice, Vicki, that I've seen you give is absolutely critical to that home buyer making the right choice and then following that buyer through. And at the end of the sale, Vicki, it's not adios. I mean, we are their agent for life.
That's right. We love building relationships. We do different events. We do all kinds of cool things.
We help them buy investment properties.
Yes, and that's why we're working now 3 generations with families. And it's really cool and an honor after we've sold somebody a home and they say, my coworker, my family member, or my neighbor or friend, I've told them that they need to use the Carol Race team, because we really take pride in making sure that we build on that relationship.
Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. Vicki and I are with you every single Sunday afternoon. We're going to take a short break soon. Chase, I want you to come back, and I want you to put another hat on, because I know that you have been very involved with Nexa Mortgage. And let's just talk a little bit about what you're seeing out there on the horizon and some strategies that you might have for any home sellers and home buyers in a time where people just don't know. We just don't know what's going on, and you can't really depend on newspapers and TV and social media giving you good advice. Vicki?
You are listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold, guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give Carol a call today, 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I am in the studio with Mr. Chase Lance today and Vicki Middlebrook. And Chase, we've known you for about the past 4 years, and I'm just amazed at how much you came in from an industry that was not real estate related or lender related, correct?
That is correct, Carol.
And now you do it all, Chase.
I guess you could say that.
I can say that. So, you know, a couple of things, Chase. You invited us to a beautiful event outside of Detroit, Pontiac, Michigan. Vicki and Tim and I went, and what an event that was. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, Carol. So what we had the privilege of doing this past week, and obviously being in Phoenix right now, you guys probably like the Phoenix Suns.
We do.
We love the Phoenix Suns. Season ticket holders.
Okay, awesome. So the guy who owns the Phoenix Suns also owns the number one mortgage company in the United States of America. Wow. United Wholesale Mortgage, and then this past week, we actually had the privilege of flying out 120 top real estate broker owners and top loan officers to their facility in Pontiac to spend two full days together masterminding what to do in 2024 and beyond to best position buyers and sellers in this crazy market when they're buying and selling the greatest asset in their life, and you hear all this skepticism, what's going on, and you guys are obviously delivering certainty, so we wanted to get together this past week, two full days, working directly with United Wholesale Mortgage and their team there, and obviously the CEO, Matt Ishbia, doing great work there, allowing you guys to propel to be, obviously stay, a top 1% real estate team in the country, and obviously probably the top team in Phoenix, if we're going to be honest.
Well, hey, that's absolutely, I would like that, Vicki.
That's right.
Well, that was a great event, and I tell you that one of the things that I really appreciated about Matt was, number one, his story. He said when he joined the company, he was employee number 12.
Yes.
And now it's over 7,000. And he has grown it to that. And that is absolutely amazing. And when you walk in and you see that, your eyes are just like, what a vision he has. What a vision. And he continues to have that vision, wanting to be better and better. The other thing, Chase, that I really enjoyed about him is he said, and we've heard some really negative news. We kind of hit a wall in last June and July of 2023. It just seemed like our real estate market really slowed down, and we have yet to pick up the steam again on that local Arizona real estate market. And I would say that's probably across the United States. Although I'm not familiar with all markets, but here in Phoenix. And we are beginning to see a little bit of a pickup. But typically the news that we hear is negative.
Yes.
You pick up the newspaper, it's negative. You're on TV, it's negative. And people in chaos and in negativity, Chase and Vicki, they do nothing.
That's right.
They sit on the fence. They do nothing. They're afraid to make a mistake. I had a home buyer call me today and said that he can't buy a house because he fears that the housing market is going to crash in the next few months. There's no indication of that.
No.
There's no indication.
There's actually a lot of articles, and he, you know, you can go research this. The home builders have not built enough homes. We're actually in a shortage of housing. Mm-hmm. That is what's keeping home prices high across the United States.
But it's interesting, Chase, because what happens is, and here's what Vicki and I know historically, because we've done this for many years, limited inventory prices go up, right? Interest rates go down, prices go up. So at the end of the day, if you're thinking about buying a house, do it today, because here's one thing we know. Prices will probably continue to go up. Mm-hmm. I see nothing on the horizon. Do you, Chase, that says pricing is going to go down, housing prices are going to crash?
No, great question, Carol. And I think it goes back to your starting point there with the news. Mm-hmm. And right now, and you mentioned a confused mind does nothing.
Nothing.
And what's happening is the news is just pumping us full of this propaganda of this, that, and the other. Rates are at an all-time high. Prices are at an all-time high. But people will always continue to buy and sell real estate.
Right.
Their lives are constantly changing. They're upgrading, they're downgrading real estate. And they really need to hire a local expert to help them do that.
Right.
And that allows them to have the knowledge to make correct decisions in buying and selling. And just like you said, supply and demand. It's basic economics there. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at the supply and looking at the demand there, yes, in Phoenix right now, there's more demand than there is supply.
Right.
The migration here is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The home prices continue to rise.
They do.
And as you mentioned there, obviously we're in an election year. Mm-hmm. And assuming things happen between now and next year, as rates continue to go down, what's going to happen is obviously prices are going to go up.
Right.
So as you mentioned there, it's a great time to marry the home, date the rate. And when you do that, you're going to be able to win from the appreciation over the next year. And then you just match the new market rate in 2025.
You know, one thing that I heard at this beautiful meeting is at UWM is that if you buy a house today and the rate goes down, say, in the next 2 years, I think, Chase, that they will refinance that house for you at very little cost.
Absolutely.
Did I hear that right?
You were right on.
I thought I did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there'll be title insurance, of course, and recording fees and some of those fees, but it's not going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars to refinance that. So I would say to you, if you are a home buyer or a home seller, we know what today is, don't we?
We know
the market today.
We do.
We don't have to predict. We don't have to go off on a deep end, but we know what it is today. So make your decision today. And if you are a buyer, and Vicki, many of our home sellers are also home buyers, correct?
That is correct.
So make your decision today. Go out there, put the home on the market, let us sell it, go buy your new home. And if you use Nexa Mortgage, then we can refinance it in 2 years if rates go down. And chances are, Chase, I stuck my finger up to the wind this morning and it said rates will probably go down in the next 2 years. Oh. I don't know how much, right? The wind didn't tell me that, but it did say rates will probably go down.
I love it, Carol. And I think you mentioned some great points there. And the biggest thing with real estate, similar to the old philosophy, like when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, 20 years ago or today.
Right.
So buying real estate, obviously, proven over the last 60, 100 years, always a great time to buy.
It is always a great time to buy. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit again, too, about our hard-to-find properties. So many buyers out there today, Vicki, you know what? They think they've seen it all. You know why? They're on Zillow. Hey, we're on Zillow. Hey, we're on Redfin. We've seen it all. Right?
Oh, they're missing so much inventory.
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many homes that are sold off-market.
Truly.
And so when I love when I first meet with a buyer and we do the buyer consult and then they say, I'd like to go see these homes. And I'm like, well, let's expand on that because there's so much hidden inventory out there
yes.
that you don't even know about. But the problem is buyers think they have access to everything.
They don't.
And that is a myth. So if you're thinking about making a move, you're thinking about selling your home, buying another home, reach out to us today because we can expand and open that inventory quite a bit. And I think you'll be shocked.
I think you will be too. And one of our agents today I was looking at WhatsApp because our team kind of we communicate back and forth on Slack and WhatsApp. And she said, I'm sure some of you have seen this house out there. We are looking for something that's not on the multiple list service because the multiple list service, Vicki, you call it old school.
It is old school. I mean, it is a tool that we use, but there's many other ways to find properties and to sell homes. We can't just 100% rely on the MLS. And unfortunately, that's what many of our competitors do.
They just rely on that. So Lindsay puts out word, I'm looking for a unique home, and here's what my buyer's criteria is. Here's the location, and here's their price range. And so one of our other agents, about 2 hours later, I was so interested in this, sent her back a text message and said, hey, I was on an appointment several weeks ago. They're getting the house ready. It's perfect for your buyer. So see, Chase, that wouldn't happen if you were only relying on the MLS.
Agreed.
It wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And I think a great thing, and to your point there, is what we call homes that are listed, we call that aged inventory.
Aged inventory. So Vicki refers to it that way, yes.
We do not want to be a real estate company with aged inventory. We want to be a real estate company that's going to help you identify hard-to-find properties,
right.
homes that are not readily available, not
right.
on Zillow, not listed.
Right.
These are off-market,
right.
Properties that you cannot find on your own without hiring a local expert, the Carol Royce team, to
right.
help you find those properties.
Exactly. So if you read that same article that I did that said you could be an unrepresented buyer, here's what I want you to do. Go line the bottom of your little parakeet cage with that because that's about all that that particular article is good for. Right, Vicki?
That's right. Absolutely. Buyer representation has been around for a very long time. And it's amazing how many times buyers will look to me and say, you know, what would you do? What do you think? They want our advice. And many times buyers are getting hung up on things in the house that don't stay with the house. That's why home staging works. Because buyers will walk into a house and they're like, oh, look at this couch. Oh, look at the pictures on the wall. Look at this. This is so amazing. And they're pointing out things that don't convey, typically.
Right.
So we have to get the emotions out of that and say, now let's focus on what's actually here. Let's look at the cabinetry, the hardware. Let's look at the swimming pool, the backyard layout, the floor plan layout. Mm-hmm. Can you picture your furniture in this home and take all
family.
The other emotions out of it?
Mm-hmm. That is so very true. Hey, we've had a great show today. We've had Chase Lance, who is the CFO with Your Home Sold Guarantee. Guaranteed Realty, one of our counterparts. Chase, we so appreciate you being here today. And if you're liking what you're hearing, pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231, or they can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. And Vicki, I was amazed. I was with you at a doctor appointment the other day, and the surgeon comes in and he said, "Oh, I think I know you." And I said, "I don't know if we've met. My name is Carol Royce." And he said, "That's how I know you. You have the buyers, right?" And I said, "Every day, all day,
I love it. That's awesome. The buyers, right?" Carol's got the buyers.
That's right. Carol's got the buyers. And it is true. And so, you know, wherever you are, whatever season of life, if you're thinking about making that move, downsizing, upsizing, maybe it's time where you look at it and say, "We want to get the kids into a different school district," or anything like that, reach out to the Carol Royce team today. Again, we want to come alongside you. You're a high priority to us. We want to understand what your goals are and your family's needs and work through a system with you. We don't put everybody into one box. We see our clients as individuals and know that everybody has a reason for selling.
That's right. So again, whatever your life situation is, pick up the phone, call me. Remember, Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed, or I will buy it for cash. 480-776-5231. Anything else, Vicki?
No, we had an awesome show today. Thank you, Chase, for being in studio with us today. It's always awesome when you fly in from Atlanta and you get to spend the day with us. So what a privilege and honor that is. And again, remember, the Carol Royce team, for any of your Arizona real estate needs, we're always here to serve you at a high level, and it would be our honor. Thank you for all your referrals too. Come right back.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and of course, I'm in the studio with Vicki and Josh today. And you know, we are your local real estate experts. I think that's an accurate description, Vicki, of who we are.
I think it is. I think that we've been doing this for so long, and we come to you each and every Sunday right here on 550 KFYI, where we break down what's going on in our local Arizona real estate market. Mm-hmm. But you know why it's all so important? Because we really are students of the game. We understand the residential purchase contract.
We do.
We are constantly learning and sitting at the feet of others who have done things amazing in our industry.
We have. Well, let's just talk about that. Just this past week, we were in Detroit, Michigan, and we were at a huge mortgage wholesaler, the biggest in the United States, 7,000 employees, Josh, and they're hiring an additional 500 more, mm-hmm. 2 million square feet of office space. And Vicki, it was one of the most exciting campuses that we had been on in a long time. And by that, I mean they had a Starbucks and a Dunkin' Donuts and a little grocery mart inside their office building.
And they had other restaurants as well. Yes. And you know which company this was? This was UWM. And Matt Ishiba, who owns the Phoenix Suns, had invited us through his company to come see his organization and to mastermind and learn. And we got to go to his weekly sales meeting, which was pretty impressive.
It was. Well, he invited just a handful of top real estate agents from each state, and we were honored to be his Arizona delegation, and quite an experience. But you know, Josh, that says a lot for the Carol Royce team, because again, he handpicked who he wanted to come to this event, and we represented the state of Arizona, and we had never really met Matt Ishiba, but through just looking at what we do, our 5-star reviews, I think he felt that we fit with his culture.
Yes, so it was an amazing time to spend learning about his culture, masterminding with the top real estate agents around the country, and then getting to hear from him personally. Mm-hmm. During the 2 days that we were there, that was just a wow factor. But let's go back into what's going on in our local Arizona real estate market.
We are spring and we are in season, as we would call it here, Vicki, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm. We are definitely in season. We're starting to see that sales are going up. They needed to go up because mm-hmm. they were looking a little meek there for a while, mm-hmm. Josh.
They were. I mean, I think everything going on with the news and the interest rates, buyers, you know, sidelined themselves a little bit. Like you said, we're in season. And the buyers are out there and the sellers are moving.
So if we take a look at what's going on in that under a million real estate market right here in the Valley, single family detached homes active for sale in our Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties, there's 9,094 single family detached homes on the market with an average price point of $541,000. Days on market are running right at 70 days. Coming soon, there's 546 of these homes getting ready to come on the market with an average price point of $573,475. So we are seeing pricing is going up. Under contract, there's 5,707 properties, single-family detached homes, under contract with an average price point $514,087. Days on market for those homes are averaging right at 56 days. Okay. Now, Carol and Josh, closed escrow just since last week, that number is up and it needed to be up.
Yes.
1,375 homes closed escrow. Average list price, $503,211. However, the average closed escrow price was $496,484, a difference of negotiation of $6,727, and the average days on market, 60 days.
Okay, that's still fast. That's 2 months. Average days on market, 2 months. That's that's still a pretty fast day. We've got a friend who owns a brokerage in San Diego County. He's kind of out in that Temecula area. You know what he said his days on market is? 2 hours.
Right.
2 hours. They have zero inventory out there. And part of the reason he said where he is near San Diego is there's no space to build. They're out of land, and so absolutely no space to build. And so that is another reason that prices in California are getting so out of reach, Josh, for your typical buyer, is because when there is lack of inventory, prices go up. Way
That's usually what drives up those prices, yeah.
Yes, lack of inventory.
One thing I will say is that even though our closings and our pendings are up, our actives are far more up than those. And so, you know, while the buyers are out there and, you know, sales are happening and we are in season, I think it does take, you know, especially as a real estate company, to be able to market your property fully, attract the most amount of buyers and get you, you know, the top dollar for your house in a market like this.
You did. I want to say hats off to you, Josh. We had a call from a seller who had their home on the market over in that Desert Ridge area, and they were so disappointed. And I know that the wife said to us in a very sad voice when she called us out, "Why doesn't anyone like my home? Why didn't it sell?" Well, it wasn't the home.
No, not the home itself.
No, it wasn't the home. It was the way that the home was presented to buyers, the way the home was presented in marketing, and the pricing of the home. So tell us a happy ending there, Josh.
Well, the happy ending is that, you know, the house itself, once we were representing those sellers, we had them take a few things out, nothing major. There was some minor paint done, which they did themselves. It wasn't exorbitant or anything. No. But we got their home under contract. We're under a contract on a house they're buying. And they're realizing their goal of moving to a property with horse property because they love horses. That's the whole reason they met with the previous agent and us. And it's finally happening.
So again, Josh, I think it took you 2 or 3 days to get that house under contract.
Yep. It was pretty quick. And yeah, I think, you know, like we said, there's just, it takes more to get a home sold now, presentation-wise. And there's a lot of agents out there who, you know, they'll come to your house, they'll tell you what you want to hear, they'll get photos without really telling you how to sell
prepared.
A home. Yeah, because how you live in a home and how you sell a home are two very different ways.
Would you say that's true, Vicki?
I absolutely agree with that. And just doing a few things to tweak the homes, and then the photography picks that up. I was walking with a seller the other day in Scottsdale, and they were asking, what do we do room by room? And as we walked through, I said, even the simple cords for your charging of your cell phone or your laptop, all of that picks up in photography.
Yeah,
but it only takes a minute to take it down and put it in a drawer. And then as soon as the photos are done, put it right back out.
Sure, sure.
So absolutely. There's little things you can do, too, just to make the presence look cleaner and tidier, even though it's not really messy living.
Well, here's what I say to sellers, and you two have heard me say this so many times. Buyers today are watching HGTV. Mm-hmm. They truly are. Love It Enlisted, the Gaines family out in Texas. I mean, just over and over again. So they're watching a lot of these shows, the Property Brothers. And what they see is they see a beautiful transformation, right, Vicki? And they walk into these homes, and everything is perfect.
And it's staged. And it's not staged. How they're going to live in the house.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to see them move in and come back in 30 days.
Why don't they show it with the kids and pets after they've been in there for a few hours?
Crayons
on the wall, right. So we don't have to have the house absolutely perfect like that. But we do work with stagers, Vicki, that are very good. They can fill in. If you're lacking some furniture, they can tell you how to change the decor. I mean, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. Minimal money.
Right, yes. But they can help you get a greater return on that investment.
I know. You were very wise. You said to a seller not long ago, buyers are rejecting your home because it looks very dated. We can do a price reduction, or I can bring my top-of-the-line stager to your home, and for approximately $4,000, we can get it staged. What's the rest of the story?
It was under $4,000, and the home was staged, and we had 4 more showings, and the 4th buyer bought the home. And we didn't have to go for, you know, a large price reduction, which is what the market was telling us to do and the feedback was telling us to do. And that seller was over the top and very excited. And, you know, the thing about that home, the seller had already moved out, so it was a vacant home. Mm-hmm. And by putting the furniture in there, we noticed the buyers were staying in the home longer, mm-hmm. but it also had a quick close. So that was the best thing we could have done for that seller.
Well, and that's one of our life happen stories, and that's unfortunate, but this particular seller was getting a divorce, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that home needed to be sold. Each party was looking for proceeds so they could get on with their lives. Mm-hmm. And so when life happens and you need the services of a great real estate team, you need to call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231, because Josh and Vicki, we know what to do. We know how to get the home ready for the market. We're not going to price it sky high and then beg you to come down because we think that's what you want us to do. No, we're going to tell you the truth first in, always in, and we're going to get you a good result.
Definitely. I mean, you said life happens, and we're here to listen to what your goal is.
Right.
Some people want to sell fast and for top dollar, and they'll do what they need to do to realize that equity, mm-hmm. whether it be staging and improvements. Others need to move by a certain day, and maybe that means leaving equity on the table, but knowing with certainty they're moving that
day. Right. So that would be our cash offer program, mm-hmm. which we have a lot of that. And a lot of our sellers, Vicki, do take the cash offers. But if you've got the time, let us get your home sold. Either way, we're going to get you on your way with price and terms that are pleasing to you and your family.
That's right. Absolutely. You owe it to yourself to reach out to the Carol Royce team today at 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. You know, we've had a great Sunday afternoon spending this day with you. Thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday afternoon. If you're thinking about putting your home on the market, or if you're thinking about buying a new home, reach out to us today. We'd love to come sit with you, walk you through the process, educate you, come alongside you, and help you and your family make your dreams and your goals happen.
That is so true. And don't always believe everything you see on TV, see on social media, read in a newspaper, because just like that article that said you don't need a real estate agent, oh my goodness, you can get into some real issues there, Josh.
You can, and some of the people, you know, that are saying things, you know, real estate is national and it might not apply to our Arizona market.
Right.
That's right. We still have a lot of people relocating here. So thanks for listening today. Remember, your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it. Go to carolhasthebuyers.com.